Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off. Hey, welcome to the Dropship Podcast. And today, it's just a short solo episode for me, and it's around a word I've been hearing a lot lately, which is quitting. And I want to talk about the different phases you're going to go through as an entrepreneur and why truly quitting is the only thing that's going to end this whole thing. So if I look back 10 years, almost 10 years since I started this journey, I've watched a lot of people come and go. You know, I took a course way back in the day. There was a community with that. I've seen a lot of people who started there, and I couldn't tell you where they are anymore. And I've seen a lot of people come through our student base here at Dropship Breakthrough who came in guns blazing. They were going to do this, and they're not here anymore either. And that is truly the only thing that separates people who persist and carry on from those who just honestly give up. And it can feel easier to give up at different phases in this process, right? Recently on the podcast, we've been talking about market selection. I mean, I almost quit right there. And I told that story in that podcast when I was working through brickfirebarbecue.com, which is what I own. You know, I went through the process of choosing pellet grills and knowing that my wife's uncle was the guy I had to ask to sell the grills. He was the head rep at Memphis Grills, and I wanted to sell him. And I knew I had to go through him, and I knew that wasn't going to be easy for me to muster up the courage to ask him. And so I almost quit. And then someone posted in the community that I was part of that they did pellet grills and pellet grills doesn't work, and here's why you should avoid the industry. And that almost made me quit. In fact, I felt like I was looking for reasons to quit. I was scared of the what if. What if I actually put my time into this? What if I just keep going? I was scared of that. I was scared of finding out what might happen. I might be successful, but I might also fail. And I've been telling a lot of people I'm going to do this. I remember listening to a lot of podcasts, much like this one, while working at the Walmart Distribution Center. Even before I had started saying, I'm going to do this. I can see this path. This makes a lot of sense. But I still hadn't pulled the trigger yet. And once I had pulled the trigger, I was scared that if I failed or if I quit, really, if I quit, how that might make me look. And reality is society is like crabs in a pot. They're all trying to pull you back down to their level so that they can feel normal too. That like if you can do it, that makes their story wrong. If you can persist through this, that means they could have too. And that really hurts, right? And so I think when I look back, I can't really put a finger on why I didn't quit other than I didn't want to have to show my face again if I did quit. And then I just started consuming stories of other entrepreneurs and stories of some of the big entrepreneurs like Amazon and Apple. They went through a lot of trials and tribulations. In fact, every entrepreneur does. And many of them have failed businesses, but that doesn't make them a failed entrepreneur. The only way to truly fail is to quit, because you're going to experience setbacks, but that doesn't mean you failed as an entrepreneur. So if we look through the high ticket dropshipping lens, you might choose the wrong market. And by wrong market, you might make sales. You might make some unprofitable sales and some profitable sales, but you're going to learn a ton. You're going to learn real skills that you can then pivot as an entrepreneur and apply those skills again. Many in our student base have taken the skills they've learned through high ticket dropshipping and then applied it to a completely other industry. Does that mean they were a failure? Did they fail at high ticket dropshipping? Did they fail in general? No, because they didn't quit. They worked on acquiring skills and then applied those skills where necessary. So do I want you to have success in high ticket dropshipping if you're in our course? Of course I do. And I think we've given you all of the tools possible. But reality is, as long as you don't quit, you win, because you're going to learn real hard skills, whether that's running Google Ads, whether that's doing good SEO, whether that's email marketing, whether that's positioning, whether that's creating offers. You're going to learn real hard skills by being an entrepreneur that you can apply anywhere else while being an entrepreneur. And so the only true failure is quitting. Quitting guarantees you'll never succeed. Pushing forward, even if you have to adapt or restart, keeps the possibility of success alive. And when I think about quitting, I think when I look back, really, it was more like, what am I going to return to? I had spent, I believe, 8 or 9 years at the Walmart distribution center. And before that, a Menards distribution center. And it was like, this is what I'm going to go back to. This is what I've been extremely dissatisfied with. This is what I wait. Like, I had to drive 30 minutes each way. And driving in those 30 minutes, I would just destroy myself mentally that I'm going to do this again. And this is what life's going to be like. And I've told the story before. I made it to first shift, which was the holy grail in this building. It took years to have enough tenure built up to get to a first shift job, which when you finally get there, you get the worst first shift job, the one no one wants. And when I got there, it was 4 a.m. and everyone just looked dead inside. I was excited to be there and everyone else was like, dead. Number one, it's 4 in the morning. We're all about to work 10 hours throwing dog food around. But everyone else, even in the, you know, quote unquote, easy jobs in the building, they look dead too. And, you know, worst part for me, honestly, was listening to 80s music all day long. Well, brutal. 80s music is terrible, by the way. No offense to anyone listening. It's terrible, but that's all we listen to all day. But I got there, and I think that's what really kept me going in the beginning phases was like, what am I going to return to, right? I'm going to choose to go back to the life that I was so dissatisfied with that it motivated me to start in the first place, and I'm just going to say, oh, I'll go back and do this again. Is the safe, unsatisfying path really better than continuing to fight for your entrepreneurial dream and the freedom, the slash lifestyle that you want? That's truly what we're all fighting for here is freedom, right? We want the ability to make our own choices, to dictate our own path. And so while it may seem easier at times to go back to complacency, to settle, it comes at the cost of your ambitions and your potential. And to me, that's unreasonable to think that someday I'm going to have regrets that I had all of these ambitions, the what if, what I could have done. I just won't allow myself to quit. So I'm asking you, don't quit either. Whether you're in the beginning phases of like listening to this podcast and thinking about starting, don't quit. Take the next step. Go build a store. You don't even need to buy our course. Just go start a store. Go sign up for Shopify. Go buy a domain. Go mess around. Go lose some money. Learn some things. And if you feel like investing in what John and I teach, come on board. We'd love for you to work through our course and see what you can build that way, right? But don't quit. And if you have chosen your market and you have run some ads and you're realizing maybe this isn't the market for me, don't quit. Just pivot. You have the skills now. You should be able to restart a new store very quickly, pivot into a new direction. You won't have the fears in calling suppliers the second time around because you've done it before. So don't quit. Just keep moving forward. Again, businesses fail. Entrepreneurs don't fail. In fact, the majority of businesses in the world fail, the overwhelming majority. And so it's likely, almost guaranteed, that you're going to have a business failure somewhere in your journey. And that shouldn't be a reason you quit because everyone goes through that. You know, if you hearken it back, is that the right word? If you hearken it back to learning how to ride a bike, you fell off many, many times, right? And did you say, I'm just not going to ride this bike anymore? Or did you just keep going? This is entrepreneurship is simply a skill of problem solving. And if you can just continue to push forward and solve problems, that's it. That's the whole game. Just don't quit. Just don't stop. Just don't throw in the towel and say, I'm done solving problems. So true entrepreneurs don't quit at the first sign of trouble. They're resilient and view obstacles as opportunities to get better. Now, this can be hard sometimes. Failure is hard. Beating yourself up comes with the territory sometimes. But when you're not going to quit. If quitting is not an option, you're just going to keep pushing forward. You're just going to continue solving problems. And you got to believe in yourself and your abilities to figure shit out. It's one of the core skills that we work on teaching our children in our house is how to solve problems because that's all that matters. Everything that they do is going to be a problem that they solve. So we don't need to teach them specifically how to solve math problems, though we do that. Comes pretty easy to me. So I don't know if I'm the best teacher because it just makes sense to me and it doesn't to others. But we teach them how to solve problems, whether that's in their relationships with their friends, whether that's with their homeschool that they're working on, whether that is how they talk to their mom, which I'm a pretty big stickler on, whether that's like, you know, solving the problem of keeping their room clean. That's it. It's all about solving problems. That's all we teach in our house. And you got to lean on your entrepreneurial grit. So face challenges head on with creative problem solving. That's how businesses break through. So whether you're at the beginning and you haven't even jumped in, have some grit, jump in, do something. Like go fail, go fall on your face and see how that feels. Whether you are in the market selection and you just can't choose your market, pick one and go. You're going to learn a ton of lessons. You're going to learn a lot of things. Again, think of the bike, right? Like you can't decide whether you should get on, you might fall. Go get on there and wobble a little bit. Oh, that's what it feels like to wobble. Oh, okay. Oh, we're going up a hill. I got to pedal a little harder. Like, you're just going to learn stuff. It's all skill acquisition in the long run. And there's a lot of skills you need to learn in order to continue moving forward as an entrepreneur. So whether, again, if you're at the beginning, I know some of you are a little further along. You've made some sales or you've been suspended for months. That's another thing that, you know, people are working through in every industry here when you're running ads. Google's, you know, throwing up the, I don't want to call it the ban hammer, the suspension hammer, to make sure that you're a real person. And then you have to go through all of this automated system that doesn't really care who you are and prove yourself. And we have many people who are suspended for a while. I have a site that is suspended because of my logo, which is wild. It's just two letters. And so keep pushing through. That's not a reason to quit. That's not a reason to say this won't work. It's a reason for you to give up. And I'm challenging you through this podcast to not give up, no matter where you're at. Again, if you're pre-building a store, build a store. If you're pre-niche selection, choose a niche. If you're pre-getting your ads running, get your ads running. Like, keep pushing through that. Start working on SEO. If you're further down the track and you're realizing the market doesn't work, pivot. There's no reason to quit. And go back to what pained you so bad that you're here now. The problems you're having to solve could not possibly be worse than the problem you are trying to solve initially, which is get out of the pain that you're in. And so mine was a warehouse. Yours might be corporate bureaucracy. I know that's what John went through. You might have your own set of problems, your own whys, your children, freedom, whatever it is for you. Just don't quit. I'm just begging you, don't quit. Because if you just keep going, if you just keep problem solving, you're going to get to a place that you're happy with. And that's all that matters. That's what we're doing this for. And there really isn't another option, in my opinion. So I hope there's not another option for you. If I can be a resource for you, if you need to lean on me, if you're in our community, hit me up in Slack. If you're getting to the end point where you feel like quitting, I'll happily help you. If you're in our Facebook group and you're not yet in our course, post in the Facebook group. I'll be there for you. I know many other people will be there for you. You might not have people rooting for you where you're coming from. In fact, you might have a lot of people doubting you, but I promise you, in our community, everyone here is rooting for you. Everyone. And everyone who's been successful is looking at you fondly, saying, hell yeah, good for you for taking a chance here. So don't quit. Keep going.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business.
John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business, not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts, to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business. We're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for the Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.